Little review of last week. A couple of things. We did a lot of very good things. However, we've got to play at the high level that we showed we can on a much more consistent basis. And I've said that for several weeks. I will tell you the players are working diligently in the classroom and on the field to get that done. And also the red zone. I believe we were 4-for-6 in the two ball games preceding this last one. So I thought we were going on that. And, you know, our running game, I think we ran the ball 3 times for -1, if I remember correctly. And then our passing game was worse. We gave points away. We also gave them points. Very, very difficult. With some exceptions, but it's very difficult to win ball games when you get down in the red zone that many times and you come away with the points that we came away with. Moving on to this game, this is certainly a top defense in this league. They're playing a heck of a lot better than they were last year. They've got some different personnel. And then they've had a year in the scheme. They are playing just a little bit differently as well. One of the top fronts in this league. Some young linebackers that are playing very well and some very good cover men back in the secondary. And we're going to fight and scratch and claw for everything we get now. And we're going to have to earn it. And so that's our players' mentality. Let's open up to questions.
You said they're playing a little differently this year. How yeah. So?
Well, I'm not going to get into too many specifics here. However, they've certainly made some personnel adjustments there, and they're trusting those, and they're playing very, very well. So it's enabling them to do some other things on defense.
You were talking about the red zone. I could be wrong. I counted 19 snaps, including the 2 Demetrius penalties. And you had one play that went for positive yardage. Yeah. How in the world is that even possible?
I will tell you, there were some problems. Now, we had problems in the field, too, but we were able to overcome them. If you're not playing with a great precision down in the red zone, then you get into those type of situations. All 11 players have to play fast and precise down in the red zone. Things are happening quickly. They've got the 12th man, and they're talking about the end line. So things are happening fast, quick. I will tell you, the players are working very, very hard to get that thing straightened out.
When you guys, let's say, line up with 5 wide, and there's no one in the backfield, and let's say the opposing defense is showing blitz. Should Mike automatically audible out of that if he's dropped, you know, or should he?
If he doesn't have a hot or quick, I'm not going to get into specifics, but if there's no hot or quick throw, but however, most of the time there is, you know, and we should get the ball out quickly. Yeah.
Field for past 3 games has been a tough play for you guys.
Well, and it's been different situations in each of those things. We do some empty stuff, and we've been pretty good at it in the past. I have felt that it was one of our strengths up until the last ball game, and we've got to get doing the right thing with precision. Yep.
During the past games, you've done you all right with
empty? Yeah, we've had some very, very good plays. Sometimes we line on it, sometimes we motion to it, sometimes but sometimes we'll shift the guys.
Martin, over the years there have been some great players who totally altered what you could do offensively, going back to Lawrence Taylor or maybe an Urlacher. Does DeMarcus Ware completely affect everything you think about offensively?
Well, that's right. DeMarcus Ware can absolutely wreck a game if you allow him to. And he is one of those special players, one of the best that's ever played. And I talked about their front. It's certainly one of the great fronts in this league at this time, and he's a big reason for that. Now, they've got some other players that are playing lights out as well.
How concerned are you about the O-line? You lose Todd from a group that was struggling already with him, and you got so many new guys in there. I haven't played that much.
Well, look, we've lost four men up front. However, the four men that have replaced them are working diligently. They're talented. We acquired them. They're here because we think that they can help us. The situation is they have little experience, some of them little experience playing, some of them little experience playing together. So that mentality of getting better every day, both as an individual and as a group and as a unit, get better every day, and then good things tend to happen.
There seems to be a lot of confusion up front with guys coming in, you know, totally unblocked. Do you have to change what you're...
Well, we had a couple of those. Yep, we had a couple of those. And some of that is simple communication and experience playing together. And you're right. I've looked at that very, very closely, our staff has, on exactly how we should proceed forward schematically and playing to our players' strengths and staying away from some of the weaknesses. And some of the weaknesses right now is simply a lack of experience of playing together.
How does that affect what Michael Vick can do as far as, you know, it seems like if he's got to get rid of the ball quicker and stuff, he can't really look deep down the field as much, you know, for Deshaun or something like that.
Right. Right.
Yes. Are there ways to kind of, like, try to get around that?
Yeah, there are. And we tried to utilize, and with some moderate success, you know, we moved the ball up and down the field, but it just wasn't consistent enough on all of the different things that we were doing in that ball game. I don't want to get into too many specifics on exactly what we were doing and what we're going to try to do. Certainly, I don't want to get into too many specifics, but you're exactly right. So we do have to play just a little bit differently that way. Yep.
Who's higher right now on the pecking order here, Vanderbilt or Minkin, if there was to be an injury in that guard?
Well, both of them need to be available to go in and play. We're continuing to evaluate that, and as you know, we make those decisions later in the week, typically.
How much has Minkin progressed?
Very good.
If you needed
him? Absolutely. He could go in and play, and I have a great confidence in him. Yep.
Played a week or two ago when you decided to put Dennis Kelly.
That would have been a little bit of a stretch, but he's getting better every day and becoming more comfortable with the terminology in the system. Yep.
Talk about the O-line and how they're learning and getting better, and they're diligent about that. But there's also, I mean, the reality of being 3-5 and having 8 weeks left and losing Todd. Is there enough time for that process to happen and win games now?
Well, look, we're gonna fight and scratch and claw, like I said earlier, and we're gonna try to put our players in the best situation possible against this defense, and this is a fine defense. So, absolutely, all of our focus is not on the past, which is important to learn from, or the future, which is important to plan for. But all of our focus is on the Dallas Cowboys. And that, it's just that simple, and whatever we need to do to get this thing done with Dallas coming into town here.
Is your line more effective at this point at run blocking or pass blocking?
Well, we've been quite up and down as a whole football team running and passing. It's just that simple. We ran the ball very well, but then situationally we didn't. We've thrown the ball very well, but our consistency has gone up and down as well. So as far as pass blocking and run blocking, each one of the five have different strengths there.
Dallas Reynolds has not been as much of a problem as maybe the outside thinks, but you did bring in Tennant. Seems like a big, strong guy. I mean, he's smart, knows the system. Do you feel like, is he pushing right now to get into that starting role? Could he help?
I think he certainly could help, and we'll make those decisions later in the week. But as far as starting, at this point, not quite yet, unless something physically would happen to one of the fellows. But he is right there. Like I said, we've got confidence in him.
What about the Dallas defense? Lee, I guess, is half of the year he might be their most productive guy. How's that impacted them?
Yeah, well, he is a fine, fine player. And I'm sure that they will miss him. However, they have some excellent young linebackers that are playing lights out as well. And you put the linebackers behind the front that they have and allows them to move and groove a little bit. So they've I'm sure that they're they have some pretty good confidence in their defensive structure there.
About the running plays in the red zone, do you think you would have been more effective of running the ball more?
Yeah,
think-
probably. And looking back on it, probably. After the turnover on the special team, we just got back into it by scoring, and then wanted to go after them. And we wanted to be aggressive, you know, in that whole game. And they covered that play pretty well. And then all of a sudden you're in second and 10 and then third and 10. Mike ran for some yards there. But that first play wasn't very good. I certainly could have run the ball. But, you know, after a turnover, wanted to be aggressive. And that's the one that I certainly could have done something else.
How would you evaluate Michael Vick's performance overall on Monday night?
Well, a gutty performance, I'll tell you. And everybody on our sideline certainly thought we were going to climb back in that thing and have a chance to win it. We just didn't get it done. And our players understand the reasons, and they're working diligently to get that back. And I'm not going to grade Mike or to tell you what the specifics are, but he is a tough, tough guy, both mentally and physically. And I will tell you this. You've got to get the whole offense gelling, the run game, the pass game, the protect, all that, for a quarterback to have great success on a consistent basis. And that's all of that is my responsibility, and I take that responsibility very seriously. And so we're going to do whatever we've got to do and play into our player's strengths to put him in a little bit better spot to have some success.